You're listening to The Cat Business Show, and I'm Kat.
So I'm sitting here with Summer Finch at the wonderful Vowood House in Norfolk, and my God, it is absolutely stunning here. This is actually your home as well, isn't it? You lucky devil.
It is my home. I kind of bought it almost by accident. It was an old people's home when I bought it, and you know, it was about the price of a flat in London at the time, but it was a lot of work to be done, and I kind of did it on impulse. You know, I didn't really think about it, and it's sort of 20 years later.
We're still here. Still work in progress.
It's always work in progress. Always work in progress, yeah.
But it's got an amazing history, this place, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was built as a private house, but never used as it, and was rented out as a boys' school, then requisitioned in the war, then it was sold to the health authorities, and then, you know, so it went through all these incarnations.
Wow.
And, you know, it's one of the great arts and crafts houses, you know, built between 1903 and 1905. You know, the principle of the arts and crafts house was that it grew out of the ground it was built on, so a lot of the stone was quarried locally, local craftsmen.
Because it's really a special building. You can feel it in the energy of the place, actually.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And if you go, I've been around all the bedrooms, I've had a look round, you know, you've kindly shown me around many a time, and it's absolutely incredible. Every single one, though, has a different and unique feel to it. Was that something you wanted to do?
Definitely, and I mean, I employed various friends who are artists, in particular someone called Annabel Gray, who's an old friend, who's a textile designer, and we sort of reinterpreted it in the arts and crafts manner. And so, everything.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of my art and my sort of cultural references, quite a lot of rock and roll stuff, quite a lot of pop art, but also more traditional stuff. So nothing is the same.
Yeah.
But the house kind of invites it.
Oh, it does. It has. It has a real special magic with it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it has that, you know, the character that it's begging to actually explore and tell you about, hasn't it? So I can see that you've actually brought all that to life.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, you know, actually, your background is actually in books, though,
isn't it? Yeah,
book antiques and stuff, isn't it?
Rare books.
Amazing.
My profession.
Now, is that something that you fell into, or is that something that you sort of like thought, you know what, I really want to be a dealer in rare books?
I always wanted to deal in rare books.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to say that. That's amazing.
So, yeah, I always wanted to do it. And I mean, I just got captivated very, very early by the sort of whole romance of the rare book game and just how exciting it was. So,
that's incredible. How did that come about then? So you've got this idea, I'm going to go and do rare books, I'm going to deal in those. How do you start something like that?
Well, I just worked out the market a bit, you know, that certain books were worth certain amounts and certain books, you know, I could see that one shop might be charging £30 for a book and another one £10. And I thought, well, there's got to be a business here that somebody might pay me £15 for the book. So I literally started dealing in between dealers at first. You know, and when I was at university, I scoured the West Country and I took my books up to Oxford and sold them to Blackwell's. And, you know, that's how it started. Then bit by bit, I started developing clients of my own and had shops in London and so forth.
So did you actually seek out books for by order? So people would say to you, this is what I want, or was
I just bought things that I thought were wonderful and then tried to sell them for more.
Oh, incredible. That's very entrepreneurial.
Yeah, it was entrepreneurial.
Wasn't it? You know, you've got this idea, it sounds great. It's something you love. It's obviously a passion.
Totally.
And then you've just built a business from that.
Totally. It was fantastic.
Isn't that absolutely incredible?
No, really wonderful.
Yeah. And you still do that, don't you?
I still do book selling. And we rent out Vowood for events, you know, whether it's a party or a wedding. And we do the odd... We've done festivals here.
You have done some brilliant festivals here. Let's be honest. They're not just the odd festival. Light under a bushel comes to mind there, Simon.
They're amazing. Absolutely amazing festivals.
Yeah. Because you've had the literary festival, obviously, which ties in with your books. But of course, you've had the music on.
We have music side of it
as well,
which Dave Donnelly helped me with. The last one, and
of course, that's both sides of your character. There, you've got the books, and you mentioned a bit of rock and roll in there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I like music. As anyone, you know, I grew up in an era of great music.
And yes.
Still, I mean, I feel that some of my cultural references are a bit far away. I mean, like, we've got an old friend of mine who's plays for the Vibrators. They're coming up tonight to do this charity gig.
Terrific.
I mean, Nigel, I was at school with. I mean, he played with the members, and his latest, where he's playing with the vibrators at the moment. So,
and they're great, aren't they? The vibrators. I mean, they've had a long, long history, and of course, Eddie is the original member still.
Eddie's playing. Yeah. I think Knox does play the London gigs, but he doesn't go out of town so often.
Not up to rural Norfolk, unfortunately, today.
he couldn't be persuaded to come. No.
So this gig tonight then is all really actually in aid of charity, isn't
it? It's all in aid of the Holt Youth Project, which is a fantastic organisation, you know. Mm. And we're particularly working with, I mean, raising money for the section that works with children with mental health issues. So making the transition into life. And, you know, the way they work, you know, that it's youth-led, it's tremendous. I mean, Julie and David started it out of their home. Mm-hmm. And then they got the chance to get a building, and you know, it's grown like that. So it's a really fantastic local charity that really serves the community in a vital way. That there's nothing in the mainstream of healthcare that does it. So it's something I feel very strongly. And you know, just meeting Julie and going there a few times and just see what they do. And the love and attention and passion. It's fantastic.
So how did it all come about then? Was it because you know Julian, or you
know
something you've been aware of?
I knew of their work because John and Admin Hurt were patrons, and Admin told me about them. And then I went to meet them because I was talking to Nigel in London, and there was a spare weekend, and I thought it'd be lovely to get Nigel to come up and play. And then I didn't want to do it to try and make money or do anything. I'd like to try and do it for some reason. So I went and spoke to Julie and said, you know, would it be... And she leapt. And the children are going to... have got a band called Mr. Norm, so they're going to open.
Oh, terrific.
So I don't know.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah, have they performed before? Is this their debut,
They performed at the whole festival in the old... You know, but not for a long time. So I think they're quite nervous.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
So it'll be really... So I just hope it'll be really... Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
But that's great.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's so sort of like putting back into the local community, isn't it?
I hope so. And I think quite a few people are coming.
Yeah, well, let's hope they all turn up and they'll have a great time. Well, whoever comes will have a great time. Yeah. And, of course, if anybody wants to donate to the Holt Youth Project or get involved in that, presumably they can still do that. Mm. And in terms of, you know, the whole sort of ambiance of the house and everything, you know, you've had gigs here before, you say. And I mean, you've had quite a lot of good players, actually, on the bill. Just take us through a couple of people who've played here.
I keep forgetting. Well, Beth Orton's played, Adam Ann's played. Glenn Matlock, he's come up several times, last time with Earl Slick, about Bowie's guitar player. Peter Hook and the Light, you know, they were fantastic.
Midgeur's
played.
Peter Hook have said. It's incredible that all these people have actually come up to little old North Norfolk,
come up to my garden.
Yes, exactly. And what an absolutely wonderful garden, let's be honest.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you've had the Literary Festival as part of that as well, haven't you? So you've had quite a lot of writers and authors.
A lot of big authors, big writers. Interesting people, come up.
So how actually have you, you know, sort of managed then to turn a house that has been a beautiful love of yours when you first saw it, you fell in love with it and you came and made it your home, but actually it's now a business as well in terms of, you know, people can get married here and you have a few gigs, etc. How have you actually turned that into a business? Was that a conscious decision, or did it just again grow organically?
Well, I mean, it's an incredibly expensive house to keep on the road, as you might imagine, so...
And how many bedrooms have you got? Just to give
I think we've got 17. I can't.
You can't quite remember.
We've got 41 beds. So
that's amazing.
You know, so
it's quite a size.
It's quite a size, and I've got a girlfriend and a son, you know, and I'm in London a bit, and you know, my son doesn't live here anymore, so it wouldn't make sense for me to try and live in it as my castle.
So you hold weddings and people can hire it out?
People can hire it for the weekend, and they do.
Yes, what a wonderful place.
We're incredibly busy, actually.
So you've got a licence to marry on the premises as well,
A licence to marry, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't provide services, but, people can bring who they want. Uh-huh. Really what we do is just rent this incredible space.
And amazing it is, too. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. So it's exciting. So tonight then, vibrators are going to be on.
I hope a few people come. I think we sold quite a few tickets, and
That's good.
I think you know, hopefully, I'd like to hand over a reasonable cheque to...
Good.
...to Julie after the event.
I'm sure it'll be a great, great success.
And I hope the kids...
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'm sure they'll be great. Oh, let's hope so. I'm rooting for them already.
Yeah. Well, bless them.
Thank you very much, Simon. And it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. And no doubt we'll have another chat again at some point soon.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with it all.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Cat Business Show. For more information about me, my business school, and to listen to past shows, please visit cat.uk.com. Bye for now.